NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. A diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics is reportedly being considered by the Biden administration. CNN citing several sources and saying the Biden administration is expected to announce the boycott. They add no U.S. government officials will attend the Beijing Games. The move would send a global message to China from the U.S. while not preventing American athletes from competing in the Olympics like a full boycott would do. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says she doesn't want to see the U.S. rely on vaccine mandates.
I would rather see people get vaccinated, boosted, and follow our recommendations.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky told ABC this week Americans need to follow the CDC's recommendations about masking up in public places, but she'd rather see people become vaccinated on their own. The U.S. is seeing the highest amount of new COVID cases in 2 months, Johns Hopkins University reporting. Since the beginning of the Thanksgiving travel season, 100,000 new COVID cases have been reported each day. The last time the nation hit that number was in early October. U.S. lawmakers and officials have been reacting to the death of longtime U.S. Senator from Kansas and one-time GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole. His family says Dole died in his sleep early Sunday at the age of 98. Dole had been in declining health for a number of years, including battling stage 4 lung cancer. In Sunday football, L.A.'s Chargers scored 17 fourth-quarter points in a 41-22 win over the Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium. A 7-yard touchdown run by Joe Mixon pulled the Bengals within two after they initially trailed 24-zip, but L.A. returned a fumble to the house on the next Bengals drive. Chargers head coach Brandon Staley says it was an all-around team win.
We finished the game playing our best football as a team, and I really liked the way we executed in the fourth quarter to really put that game away, and I felt like it was a team win.
With the victory, the Chargers improved to 7-5. Cincinnati drops to 7-5. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.